Well, we're not going to talk about the wind howling for a little while. We're going to talk some high school basketball on this cloudy, warm Saturday morning across the Upper Cumberland. Glad you're with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive, where we talk every Saturday morning with the coaches and players who play for your hometown teams. We call it the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. The Clay County girls are arriving at Chick-fil-A. We'll talk to them during the course of this hour. Also going to visit with Lamar Rogers at Clark Range. We'll head up to Stone Memorial. We'll check in with Pickett County basketball before we are done. But first things first, let's get you a scoreboard update from last night across the region and what was a busy Friday night in the Upper Cumberland. Start on the girls' side, where Pickett County wins over Clay County 52-28. Carol Ann Stockton finished with 17 points for Pickett County. They're now 16-1 on the season. Clark Range routes Trousdale County 65-17, thanks to 17 points from Chloe Howard. It was DeKalb County winning over Cannon County 56-43. Maya Roosh with 17 points. Red Boiling Springs downs Jackson County 59-33. White County goes to 12-4. They beat Walker Valley 85-36. Gracie Dodgen finished with 20 points. Upperman wins for the 15th time this season. The Bees beat Watertown 55-25, thanks to 25 points from Reagan Hurst. Boys basketball last night. Clay County wins over Pickett 67-53. The Bulldogs are 14-2 on the season. Grant Strong finished with 27. It was Trousdale County defeating Clark Range 46-35. Keith Whited with 11 points. DeKalb County beats Cannon County 62-53. Livingston Academy rolls over Macon County 68-33. Matt Sells finished with 21 points for the Wildcats, who are now 7-8. White County beats Walker Valley 77-65. Grant Slatton with 18 points. It was Upperman defeating Watertown 60-42, the final score. Colin Gore finished with 18 points. The Bees are now 14-2 on the season, 3-0 in district play. Let's talk some basketball as we talk to Bobby Williams, head coach of the Upperman boys. They get that win over Watertown, two very closely ranked teams in terms of their record during the course of this season. You know, offense has been a big story for Coach McWilliams and the Bees to this point, but defensively, this is a basketball team that's only giving up about 43 points per game. That gives Upperman a chance, Coach, to really be in just about any game they play.
Well, I think these guys have really, you know, we put a lot of focus on it in practice, and that's probably been probably 70-80% of our focus has been defensively trying to really improve and get better, being able to do little things, and they've kind of started to take a little bit more pride in what they're doing. So I think that's the biggest reason why you can contribute. You know, the start we've had to this point has just been how we've been able to play defense and really rebound too and control the boards.
So is being aggressive and attentive on defense, is that something that you and your coaching staff have had to preach about?
Well, we talk about it a lot. And, you know, now it's gotten to the point to where that's kind of who they have become. And, you know, we talked before the season. We knew that that's an area that we're going to have to improve in a lot. And we focused in it in practice, and they've focused on it themselves in practice and in games. And so, I think we've improved overall defensively at different levels.
You know, every game I see there's four or five players that end up in double figures. How much easier does it make your job as a coach when you're not really having to worry about having a consistent scorer every night?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you've got that many weapons, it makes it, you know, a lot easier. You know, and you're right, we do have several people that can put points on the board at any given time or any given night. So, you know, for me as a coach, we try to take advantage of those areas that are our strengths, and like any other coach would. But we're fortunate with the amount of depth that we have, and I think that you're probably right. I think that, you know, maybe what helps us, you know, this year, maybe even compared to last year, is just the amount of people that we have, the depth that we have, and how much better our benches became.
It seems like there's just no easy way to stop this team. How good is this team when it's at its very best in your eyes?
Well, I don't know. That's hard to tell, and jury's still out on that one. So we just have to kind of take it one step at a time. We know that we have depth, and I see that we have a lot of talented players, and I think the kids are confident in each other, which is probably as big as a compliment as a teammate could have, and the coach. You see the other kids have confidence or each kid has confidence in the other players. And, that's what you want, because you can't fool them. If they trust each other on the floor and they feel comfortable with each other on the floor, then they're probably capable of doing what each other feels that they can do. So. As a result of that, for me, like I said, it's just a big bonus to have the depth that we have on both ends of the floor, and then so many kids that can do so many things offensively is a huge bonus. But I give the credit to these guys. They people don't realize the amount of time and energy they spend in the off season working on their game, and this is where you get to see that. So. Really happy for them and proud for them as individuals on how much they've grown and developed as players.
And it feels like we really can't talk about this team without talking about Colin Gore specifically. And I know earlier in the year he scored his 1,000th point. Can you just talk about the journey that you've kind of had coaching him?
Well, I guess one of the things you have to talk about, if you're speaking of him individually, is the character of the person he is. Colin's a real high character guy. And, he's to his fault sometimes. He's a perfectionist, and he's probably his own biggest critic, and that's part of what makes him good. But also too, as a coach, you want him to not be so hard on himself. But he's easy to coach. All these kids have been really, really easy to coach. They trust in what we're doing. They listen. They try to apply it. Colin's no different for sure. I think he's really grown as a player. I think his overall skill development's gotten tons better. I think his game awareness and understanding has gotten tons better, and he's got ways to go. He's just a junior. He's 16 years old, so he's going to grow in the next year or so. Just to keep developing, keep growing, keep maturing. And but as long as he's willing to listen and learn, he's going to.
The Upperman boys ranked number 4 in this week's AP Top 10 poll in 2A basketball. They are winning at quite a clip right now and doing it with both offense and defense. Bobby McWilliams, head coach of the Upperman Bees. Sports is what we do. High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Glad you're with us on this Saturday morning. One of the things that we get a chance to do during the fall season as we travel around to all the schools for football Friday nights is bring you Huddleston and Shepherd Fan Vision. And it's a chance really to spotlight the fan passion is the best way to put it about Upper Cumberland sports. There's no place in Tennessee where the support is anything like it is here in the Upper Cumberland. And so one of the parts of Fan Vision that is kind of fun is that the schools are competing really to see who has the best fans. And if Bruce Winningham, the athletic director at York Institute, is with us at Chick-fil-A today, I guess we know who has the best fans for this year.
We're very appreciative of getting that label. I've been around 30 plus years now. I grew up in this area in Jamestown, but I've been back as a coach and administrator, athletic administrator for several years, and been to all these schools, and I know what kind of passion there is, and it is really an honor. We're very appreciative of receiving this, and very proud of our fans. We have a great fan base. We travel like crazy. And on behalf of Jason Tompkins, our principal, and Dr. Joe Miller, our new director of our school at York, I want to very humbly say thank you to everyone for this honor, because it's and on behalf of our fans, because it's those people that come out and pay the $5, $6, whatever dollars that help buy the football pads and all the sports equipment. And we're very, very appreciative of all those people, and very appreciative of the coverage that y'all give us.
But, Bruce, when you go to Jamestown on a Friday night for a basketball game or a Friday night for a football game, the town is purple.
It really is. And, you know, we, like I said, our businesses get so involved. You know, it seemed like when I was in school, it used to be more of a homecoming week thing.
Right.
You know, and that was really over the top. But now it's every game, especially every home game. And, you know, we even when we travel, we'll have fans that will carpool and what do you call it, where they just all follow each other.
Caravan down.
And it's just, you know, we don't have a lot of things to do in Jamestown. And that, I think that's part of why people take such great pride in our sports team and our, all of our sports teams. And, you know, we're very fortunate. We had a have had some really good teams. So football was down a little bit this year. We still, you know, made the playoffs and all those things. And our basketball team so far are doing really good. And our other fall sports did pretty well. And our spring sports, of course, are about to get cranked up. But we take great pride in it. And our fans are a big part of that.
What do you think it means to the student-athletes to have that kind of support?
Well, they tell me all the time. It just, you know, it means the world. I was telling Justin a few minutes ago, we played Smith County at home last night, and our pep club was just out of this world. And as a you know, athletic administrator, you worry sometimes, do they get too crazy, you know, and cross a line. But our kids, for the most part, always do a good job. They were hanging over the upper bay rails up in the bleachers, and they, of course, sat behind our – you know, we take precautions to be sure crazy stuff don't happen. But they were right behind our team and just had them jacked up. Of course, we had a player that had a good two-handed dunk, and you know what that does in a high school boys game. The fans went crazy with that. But the kids tell me all the time just the way those the fans pour in, and it just makes them want to play harder and just not just win for themselves, but win for the whole community.
Bruce Winningham is the athletic director at York Institute. It's Huddleston and Shepherd Fan Vision. This is a program that we've done now for two seasons that started in football season. This year it's actually going to expand to be a year-round program. Garrett Shepherd, Dr. Jonathan Kobler with us from Huddleston and Shepherd. Dr. Garrett, this actually started as something in your office.
That's right, Larry. It was not something that I came up with. Our team at the office is from all over the Upper Cumberland, and they wanted to show a little extra school spirit. They came to us and said, how can we support our schools through the office? And we started having one a week, one of the local schools, and we would decorate and dress in their colors. And then you guys came along and saw what we were doing, and then it grew exponentially when you guys got involved in it. And, you know, school spirit is community spirit, and that's why it just makes you feel good to see these kids so excited about their sports, because it translates later on into the community as they grow up and they continue to want to support their community just like they did their school.
Jonathan, I'm sure you see that all the time, of just that love and passion of high school sports and what it means to people as they get older.
Absolutely. You know, we actually have an office in Smith County as well, and I see that every day. We have, I mean, it's just great for the community. Like Dr. Shepherd said, having that pride in what you do and what you come from, and just really happy to be a part of that.
Dr. Garrett Shepherd, what does it mean to you guys to be able to help? The money, I understand, with York Institute is going to go to Project Graduation, which we all understand is such a worthy cause.
Well, that's exactly right, Larry. The benefit of Project Graduation is wonderful. It protects those students from the things that might go on graduation night. And there's very few things that you could think of that would seal off your career in school as well as a well-done Project Graduation. And I know York has a great one. And so being able to help make that much better, getting the students excited about it, it's just wonderful.
And what a great way to seal that pride that they have in their high school and in their community.
Exactly.
So, Bruce Winningham, we've told you that you've won, and we're so proud of the Dragons and all their fans for winning this Fan Vision Award. Again, it's something we do at every high school football game that we go to during the fall, and we choose which schools have the most passion, which come out most decorated and the faces painted and all of those sorts of things. York was by far the best this year, and it means $1,000.
Wow!
For project graduation,
that will help so much, because it's like he was saying, it's just a great thing that the kids can have, and each student that stays will get something. You know, that's just the way we do it. Sometimes this will enable them to probably get nicer. I'm not sure if they'll do cash prizes or probably just regular gifts and things like that, but this will really enhance that a great deal. We're so appreciative. We're honored to be considered, one of the best fan bases, but really honored that, our kids can benefit from this, and it will help so much. And I mean, it's just the Upper Cumberland spirit,
We're a
Tennessee Volunteer Pride and all that, but the Upper Cumberland, this whole area is something special. They're just, especially supporting the kids. They love the youth in this community. I know everybody does in every place, but there's just something special about this whole area. And we butt heads. I know you're talking to Coach McWilliams a minute ago. We butt heads with all these schools, but when it comes down to it, we all support each other. We want to beat each other, but we want to support each other and wish each other well once if they move on to whoever moves on to whatever next level. But we are so appreciative, and I cannot say thank you enough. And hopefully our fan base will continue to live up to this and maybe
win it again.
Maybe win it again, or just do everybody in the Upper Cumberland proud, especially in Fentress County and in Jamestown. We are very appreciative. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to Chick-fil-A.
Thank you.
Dr. Shepherd, Dr. Coble, thank you for supporting this program
once again.
Absolutely. Great way to help. Again, $1,000 going to York Institute as part of Huddleston and Shepherd Fan Vision. All right, let's talk some Stone Memorial basketball. Both ends of the floor, Stone Memorial playing very well right now. The boys get a 69-53 win over Farragut a little earlier in the week as we bring in head coach Neil Capps. Coach, how do you feel like you're playing right now?
Well, Farragut, again, like I said, Coach Higgins, he does a great job. I think this third season there, and he's really turned it around. I mean, he's got the team playing hard. They just come back from Palm Beach tournament. Had a lot of success down there, but they unfortunately, they had a big injury that one of their better players got a season-ending injury. And so they were having to kind of scramble and figure out new lineups, new rotations there. But we really played well. That's first game in a long time where we played solid from tip to buzzer. And like you said, we try to play inside out, and Chris and Justin Chris and Zach are doing a great job. They're getting better every game. They're getting to the rim, and when you make that defense have to adjust, we're able to kick out fine. A team has to double in the post, that leaves the perimeter open. We're able to knock down some shots and get them spread out, and Chris has really played well over the last few games. He's been able to get going from the outside, which will set up the drive for him, and he's able to get to the rim. And Zach's played, he's really found a niche by playing with his back to the basket and even mid-range. He's a good three-point shooter. He just don't have any confidence from there right now. But I think another a sleeper in that is that he's been injured since game one is Riley Day. Riley Day's another, he's going to make us a three-headed monster down there in the post, which I'm really excited about. So Jack Eldridge is just, he came up big Friday night with 10 points Monday night with 10 points in the fourth quarter, which was huge. Jack is our Swiss Army knife. Jack can run the point for us or guard the five. Jack can, guard the other team. He can guard the other team's point guard, or he can guard the other team's post. He takes charges on the perimeter. He'll post up, or he's worked a ton on his perimeter shooting. So Jack does a lot of things for us that he helps us so much. We would really struggle without a guy like that. So I'm just pleased with how we're playing in the post, and we have in our guards as well, just really coming along, and our perimeter play is getting much better.
So what do you look to improve on from that first matchup to this second matchup this Saturday?
Well, Science Hill, obviously, you know, they're 16-1, probably 17-1 coming in here on Saturday. It was our second game of a back-to-back up there. And they did. They put us in a lot of bad situations. They pressure. They're big. Their guards are big. Their posts. I mean, they're big in inside. They shoot the ball well. I mean, they are a very good basketball team up and down the lineup. They're well coached. Coach Cutlip does a fantastic job. And Science Hill is a traditional Tennessee power. I mean, you know, multiple time state champion. So they've got a lot of tradition. They got a lot of expectation up there. And they're going to come in here, and the one thing that will travel is their defense. Their defense always travels. And they're going to continue to try to pressure us. And, you know, the one thing I will say is we won't have a 3.5-hour bus ride on our legs. You know, so I think it will be a measuring stick for us. It will be a great opportunity for us to see where we stand. Well, as you mentioned earlier, we've got a 7-game winning streak. So this will really let us see where we're at. And I'm so thankful for this game, for the fact that it is right before we go into district play. It's going to be highly contested. It's going to be heated. It's going to be, you know, have a postseason feel to it, because they beat us. Now we're going to, you know, and it's easy as a coach to coach in practice when you know it's a team that's beat you that's coming up. Your next game is a team that's beat you. The kids are competitors. You know, we're going to be ready for it. They're going to be ready to play. It's a highly anticipated game. So it's not, my job is going to be a little bit easier this week, knowing that my guys know that they beat us last time and they get a chance at redemption against them on Saturday. And we're excited about it. So they're very well. They're a very good team. They're gonna put us in. They're gonna put us in conflict. And hopefully, you know, we can handle that and make plays through that struggle.
Probably not a school that is more well known from the northeastern part of the state up in the Tri-Cities than Science Hill. That'll be quite a battle. Stone Memorial and Science Hill coming up later today. Head coach of the Stone Memorial Panthers, Neil Capps. High school sports, talking about it with the coaches and players from across the Upper Cumberland. It is the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Busy Friday night of high school action across the Upper Cumberland. The weather is obviously also a big headline, and we want to let you know a couple of things. First, the tornado watch has just been issued for the entire Upper Cumberland until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Again, tornado watch has been issued for the Upper Cumberland until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Also let you know that there is several reports of power lines down in the Livingston area, along north of Terrapin Ridge, Standing Stone Highway. Power lines also down on the Tommy Dodson Highway, with some of these high winds that have been moving through over the last little while. We'll keep you up to date on the weather all day long. If you'll keep it right here, let's talk some Clay County basketball with head coach Matt Walker, and the members of the Clay County Bulldogs are here. Coach, how are you feeling about the start of the season? I know a tough one last night.
I'm pretty excited. I think we've had a lot of success so far, especially for a young team, and I think we're getting better from every game. Got a tough part of our schedule last night on the road at Pickett County, on the road at Macon County today, and then we got Red Bull coming to our place, but all in all, I think we're off to a really good start.
Who set that schedule? You want to find them, don't you?
Pretty tough. That's just ball in the Upper Cumberland, though.
That is quite a back-to-back. For those that don't understand the rivalry, somebody who lives in White County or Cumberland County that doesn't understand the Clay-Pickett rivalry, what is that like?
It's really huge. You know, they've had quite a bit of success against us up until last year, really, and we finally broke through last year and beat them twice last year. And you know, I think they was definitely wanting some revenge last night.
Where are you getting better? Where are you seeing it in your basketball team?
I think just our decision-making, growth from our young players, understanding what good shots are and what good shots aren't. We still got a few too many turnovers, but our decisions are getting better every game, I think, and our defense is getting better every game.
How do you work on decision-making?
Just in practice, you know, slowing them down and saying, hey, that's not a good shot for this situation, and you know, make sure that everybody's going to try to touch it and make them guard the whole floor, not just one or two people, and not take the first quick shot we get.
You know, you hear the term situational football. But situational basketball is just as important, understanding time and score and situation, isn't it?
Definitely. That can play a huge role in momentum as well. You know, the shots that you take dictate the shots that other teams take as well. You know, if you shoot a quick one and miss and they get a rebound like Pickett County did and get out in transition, it really puts your defense at a disadvantage.
Is there a tendency today with the reliance on three-point shooting, and I'm talking across high school basketball, is there a tendency for teams to get it up too quick, to shoot too quickly?
It just depends on the game. You know, there's a lot of really good coaches in Upper Cumberland. Some of them's going to pack it in and dare you to shoot the three, and some of them's going to get out and guard you. So it may change from night to night. You know, some coaches might try to take one thing away from us, and we may try to take one thing away from them. So it changes night to night based on what these good coaches do to try to scheme against you.
Talking Clay County basketball, what do you like about the way you're playing defense right now?
You know, even last night, I thought, you know, once we got them stopped in transition, I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job guarding them. They had a couple players come off the bench that really hurt us last night, but I thought we did a good job on some of their key players.
How do you feel about your bench right now?
Pretty excited about our bench. You know, you never know who it's going to be from night to night. We played, you know, 9, 10, 11 people pretty much every game, and I can point to each one of them and say that, you know, this game, this one stepped up, and this game, this one stepped up, and you just never know who it's going to be from night to night.
Do you have a philosophy about how many you would most like to play during the course of a night, you know, or is it just one of those things that every game's different?
Obviously, I want to play as many as I can. You know, I'd love to play every kid on the team if I can, but who we play is going to dictate that, style of play, tempo of the game, what the other team's trying to do is going to dictate that as well. I think most coaches are comfortable usually with a 7-man rotation, typically. You know, that's what I played in the past. But this year, you know, we've got so many girls that are pretty much even. You know, maybe one girl stronger in one area and another girl stronger in a different area. So it just depends from night to night.
And I guess there's two kind of who's hot tonight, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep. Talking with Matt Walker, head coach of the Clay County Bulldogs here at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. When you're at this point in the season and the games start to kind of pile up on you, like you said, you played Friday night, you're playing again tonight, got a game coming up, is it hard to get the things done in practice that you want to do?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, we're going to have one day to get ready for Red Bull, and they've got a lot of really good players to scheme against. But a big part of that, it always helps to have experienced girls. You know, last year we had – you know, three seniors that have played a lot. We had two juniors now that have played a lot. So you're playing five or six or seven girls that kind of know what they're doing. This year with us playing so many girls, they may be in a different spot depending on who they're in with, and they may be guarding somebody different from night to night or based on who's in and who's out. So it definitely makes it challenging.
What do you try to do in terms of a scouting report and getting ready for a next game? Is it are you able to practice things? Is it more just talking about, you know, watch out for this player doing this and watch out for this player on that?
We try to practice things for sure. Just like all the coaches in Upper Cumberland do, we try to take away their best one or two options. And, you know, we'll assign a player to be their superstars in practice. And I think that's something that's been really good for our girls and our boys as well. As you know, you come up as a freshman, you may not be playing a whole lot for the varsity team, but in practice here, you're being some of the best players in the Upper Cumberland on the scout team, and knowing that you've got the green light to shoot it whenever, wherever, and everything's going to go through you. And like I said, you know, you're not playing a lot as far as varsity goes, but by the time you're a sophomore and a junior, you've had that experience in practice being the man and being the role player that some of these great Upper Cumberland teams have, and just gives you that confidence to really carry over.
How much do you have to guard against working them too much as the games start to pile up on each other?
It's pretty difficult. You know, we try to stretch. We try to hydrate. We'll take a day off when and where we can, but it's hard. You know, it's just hard playing so many games in a row. But, yeah, definitely rest and hydrate.
Do you kind of set them up for that, say, with what you do in November and December, that, hey, when we get to January, it's gonna roll downhill fast?
I think so, and it's always a challenge for the kids that play multiple sports as well. You know, you got kids coming in from volleyball to me. I'm sending mine straight to softball, and then it starts back over with summer camp. So, you know, most of them play pretty much year-round, and it's amazing what these kids can do.
Yeah, they love to play. There's no doubt about that. We'll meet members of the Bulldog team. They're here with us at Chick-fil-A, and you'll get the chance to find out some more about them next. Clay County Lady Bulldogs are at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. They fall to Pickett County last night. Game coming up tonight. And then Tuesday night, Red Boiling Springs. When you play in the Upper Cumberland, the games just go one right after another. We've got head coach Matt Walker of the Clay County Bulldogs. What's the biggest thing, coach, that you feel like that this basketball team needs to work on to get better?
I think just time and experience. You know, we're playing so many people, and most of them haven't really played a whole lot at the varsity level. It's just growing, and I see a lot of growth from game to game, and we just got to continue growing.
Introduce us to your Lady Bulldogs.
All right, I've got our point guard right here beside of me. This is Rachel Copas.
Hi.
I got our great shooting guard over here, Katie Arms. She's had some big games for us this year.
Thank you.
Got our senior leader, Kelsey Roten, lone senior.
Hey.
So let's start with Kelsey then as the lone senior on this basketball team. Does that come with a lot of responsibility?
I think it does. I think that you have to have a lot of leadership with being the only senior. You don't have anybody else to look on to answer questions. So I think that it does have a lot of responsibility. But I have some really great juniors that help me show leadership. So I think that it is and it isn't.
What do you think the role of a senior is?
I think that you should get everybody going for practices because practices lead up to what happens for our games. So I think that if you get to a game and you haven't practiced hard all week, then you're not going to play good in that game. So I think that it starts in practice, but it leads up to games.
Is it hard to get up for practice at this time of the year when you have so many games and you don't get to practice?
Oh, it is very hard because I didn't really want to get up this morning, but I am here.
You didn't want to come to Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I did want to come to Chick-fil-A. That's
okay.
Not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I didn't have to get up this early.
I'm just
but
making sure.
I think that it's just really hard because you're playing game after game after practice, and emotionally and physically it's really hard and straining on your body. So you have to have a good mental mindset to keep yourself going through this tough time of the season.
Just make sure she doesn't take an extra chicken biscuit since she didn't want to get up. Katie, just what is the wear and tear on you in terms of trying to keep up with school, play the games, practice, do all of those things? Is it hard?
I think time management is like a big key, you know, having to go to practice after school for about 2 hours and going home, doing your homework, and then, you know, starting it all over. But, I mean, it's not that hard if you really want to do it.
If you play a game, do you often have to come home and do homework after a game?
Most of the time, for college classes, I'll have some essays due and I'll have to work on those. But most of the time, the time management isn't that hard. I have a lot of time to do the same things I need.
How about the wear and tear on your body? I mean, do you feel like after this game tonight, will you feel we've played two games in 2 days?
Yeah, after a while, you start feeling it. But, I mean, it's an everyday thing, so you start to get used to it.
What is the thing that you feel like this basketball team is doing well right now?
I think we all really want to play. I think we know what we need to do to play. And, I mean, we're all a team, so we know what we need to do.
Let me put that same question to you, Rachel. Where do you feel like you're playing well right now as a team?
I feel like we all get along, and I feel like Katie said, that we all hustle. Like, I feel like we all want to get out there. Every time that somebody steps on the floor, everybody gives it their all. So I feel like we're good at that.
Is hustle one of the maybe misunderstood parts of basketball? People talk about X's and O's, but is it really about who wants it more?
Yeah, it is about who wants it more, because that's how we're winning a lot of our games. See, we were down by 17 in one of our games, like in the last tournament, so we came back after halftime, and we won, like, because of our hustle and just our grit and stuff.
Defense is a lot about hustle.
Yeah.
How would you assess your defensive play right now?
If we give it our all and we do really good, then that's how we're winning our games, because of our grit. But if we have an off night, then we have trouble playing the game.
Katie, is that is the defense thing, is it a want-to kind
of
thing?
Yeah, you know, coach kind of pushes the defense on us. You know, everybody really likes offense, but it's really about defense and getting the stop, and, you know, and that helps your offense.
Because you can get an easy basket a
yeah.
lot of times, right? For you personally, when you look at your career, are there things that you point to and you say, I'm proud of this, I'm proud of what we've accomplished?
Yeah, I think we really have come far. You know, we lost two really good scorers last year, a really good defensive player. You know, like, a lot of people have had to step up, you know, fill roles and stuff. So I think we did a really good job of that.
Kelsey is the senior. What do you look back on that you're proud of?
I think I'm proud that every year that I've played from freshman to senior year, there's been some type of leadership and a family bonding between the team. And, like, we've always had good standings and ranks, and we've done good in tournaments, or we've won the game that people thought we shouldn't have won, or we've come back after horrible downs during games. Like, we've always done something to be proud of.
It means a lot to the community for you ladies that wear that Bulldogs across your chest, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. We have a really good support system in Clay County. We have people that travel no matter how far to watch our games, no matter how bad the refs are. Our parents will tell them about it. So we have some really good people that support us all the way.
Rachel, there's never any bad refs, are there? I mean,
No.
Do you sense that passion from people, like when you're just out and about, you're at the store or downtown or whatever, people, you know, hey, good luck tonight, that kind of stuff?
Our fans are just incredible. Like, our home games are always packed, and even away games are really packed too. I know a lot of people text me before the games, and they're like, good luck, I'm not able to make it tonight because I'm sick or something. And that makes me feel really good, because I know that they're there and they want to be there.
Do you have the sense of the tradition years and years and years back of what Clay County basketball is about?
Yeah, it's a lot to look up to, because Coach Sims has won a lot of games, and it's really good to look at, and he's just been such a good coach, and I want to be that team that wins the state championship too, so like he did.
Coaches, do you have to manage that at all, of the expectations that are there?
I think just basketball in general in the Upper Cumberland. You know, every gym we play in, Jackson County the other night, you talk about the tradition and pride that they have. Going to Pickett County, you talked about the rivalry that they have. But, you know, we've got a lot of great tradition in our school as well. These girls, most of their parents have played, most of their families played. The community support's been great. So we've definitely got a lot to live up to.
Can this team make some noise when tournament time gets here?
I think so. That's what I was saying last night. Even the games that we was down, you know, I just say that, you know, we can beat this team and we can play with this team. Just depends on how we're playing our defense, and if we're on our game, we can play with anybody.
Rachel, that's what it all points to, right? In basketball, it's all about the tournament.
Yeah, it is. It's not really about the games right now. It's about the games that matter. So,
but Katie, you gotta improve every night in the regular season. You can't. There is no button you turn on at tournament time, is there?
I think every game really matters. You know, you have to give it your all every game, you know, and play it like it's your last.
Kelsey, will it be hard for you when it gets to tournament time and realizing?
I think it will be. I really do, because it's not really sitting in on me, but I got to thinking last night, it was my last time playing at Pickett County High School. I'll never play there again. And I think about that after some games. It's my last time playing at that gym. It's my last time playing that school if it's not somebody that's in our district. So it's a whole lot harder, but I think when it comes tournament time, I'm just going to give it my all and hope that we can make it as far as we can so I get to play in that jersey a couple more games.
We can't wait to see where they go as February and March get here, and they're coming fast. Katie Arms, Rachel Kopas, Kelsey Roten, and head coach Matt Walker, the Clay County Bulldogs. Thank y'all for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
High school sports now. Titans and Ravens tonight over on 106.9 Kicks Country in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. 6 o'clock pregame for the Ravens and the Titans. Let's talk Livingston Academy basketball with head coach Jimmy Miller. Coach, Nick Schoed has really seen his role increase over the past couple of weeks. Better health. How's he helping your basketball team right now?
It does. It does. We got guys down there, you know, out of position. We've got guys down there trying to play a position that's not natural for them. And I think defensively, that length that he gives us, he's able to get some rebounds that even some guys that we have are in the right position are unable to get. And I think in Warren County, I think Nick just had 6 points. He's actually scored more than that this year on more than one occasion. But the things that he brought other than scoring really helped alleviate some pressure on some of our other guys.
So it seemed to me like this team really found a good groove and got on a good roll when you guys were playing in your holiday tournaments.
No, I think it's similar to something we see every year. You know, we have a strong football program here, and we typically get guys late. You know, even if you're rolling pretty good with young guys, when you put other players in, no matter how coachable they are, good kids, the chemistry takes a while. And I think that that gives us some time to get up, spend some time together, play quite a few games to get a little bit more comfortable, and actually start to get some kind of a rhythm that we need going into this district play.
All right, so let's talk about Matthew Sells, because I think at this point in the year it's almost impossible to not talk about him. Where have you seen his game from last year to now? Where have you seen his game improve the most?
I think his toughness is definitely what you have to talk about right now. his ability to take the physical pounding night in and night out and be able to do. I think the most impressive thing is not Matthew getting 35 or 40 point games, but the fact that he's able to do it consistently. We just don't see that very frequently. And his ability to stay mentally tough, regardless if we're up 10, down 10, you know, if he's double team boxed to one, face guarded, it doesn't matter. He's been able to still find a way to put points on the board and just, you know, offensively, he's a dagger. He's just a momentum killer. When you do everything right and he's still able to score, and that's what great players can do no matter how you defend them. They can still find a way to score and get other players involved. That's what he's been able to do. And I don't think you have enough time really for us to talk about all the good things that Matthew Sells has gained and improved on this season.
When you've got guys like Aubrey Hollers, Parker Coleman, Hunter Kaufman, does it just come down to them hitting shots when they're there and when he's able to find them?
I think so. It comes down to the confidence of being able to make those shots. I don't think we made them early. I think we went quite a few games, and it's like we're making the right plays. We're doing everything right. We're just not being able to finish those shots offensively, and it allows teams to be able to stretch a run out on us that they wouldn't be able to do, I think, if we were making some shots. And I think that's what we were able to start doing. You asked one thing about Christmas tournament. That's one thing we're able to start doing in the past few games. We've been able to complete transitions and knock down some jump shots. Will McDonald's been able to stretch his game out and start making jump shots, and that's really opened the floor up some for us and helped for the way we need to play right now.
When the shots begin falling even more consistently and Matthew is starting to see more one-on-one opportunities, how much more potent does that make his offense?
You know, I don't think we made the shots like we needed to in a Christmas tournament. We played two really good teams, the first teams we played in Gatlinburg. And one thing we were able to notice, people that don't know him well come out and tried to guard him straight up. And when we were so used to seeing people double-team him, scheme for him. And when we saw people start defending him like that, and even in the Oneida tournament a little bit, we saw people try to just defend him straight up. It kind of showed you how much better we can be, because you had to honor other players, and he was able. It's amazing to see what he's able to do in a one-on-one scenario.
Jimmy Miller mentioned Matthew Sells, 36 points a couple of days back in the game against Warren County, playing some of the best ball of his year for Livingston Academy. Before we escape, let's head to Clark Range, talk with Lamar Rogers, head coach of the Lady Buffaloes. Clark Range doing it on all aspects of the game right now, including three-pointers. They had 9 three-point shots the other night against Monterey.
Well, you know, we're pretty good, but we want to get better. Of course, we can do a lot of stuff better. We pressed and basically had the game, I think it's 53-19. And then, you know, my B team played the last half. Might have the starters in there about 3 minutes of the third quarter to be sure. Get them a little more forward time. But, yeah, we played good defense. you know, Monterey, you know, had some good players. They had a Hudson girl that actually had 20-something points on us 2 years ago. And she's probably a senior this year. So we're just trying to play a little extra attention to some of them. But, we just, you know, we got up and down the floor good, and, you know, our shots went in. Everybody contributed. I had, you know, a freshman and a couple of freshmen. One freshman come off the bench, Maddie Bush, and had 16 points in the game. So we got to play everybody on the team, which is always good, and get the young girls a lot more experience. I've got 5 good juniors that start most of the time, and then I've got 3 good freshmen that, you know, could start. They're doing their job and everything. So we've got a good mixture of youth and experience that, you know, competition helps us. I think the starters, whoever's starting, knows they got to play good and practice good to be out on the floor.
And, Coach, you hit 9 threes Tuesday night against Monterey. Is that kind of the X factor and the key to y'all making a deep run in the postseason?
We're probably averaging 7 threes a game, and we've had 15 in one game this year. And, you know, we've got some girls that can shoot it real well. And, you know, the best – we need our inside game is doing solid, but, you know, anytime you get a post player can score, it simplifies it, makes it a little bit easier, and then the defense reacts to him, and you can kick it out and get some more open threes. So, you know, basketball has got to the three-point line, of course, has changed it over the years, and more schools are, you know, taking that shot or penetrating and kicking out. And, you know, all our players got the green light for the three. You know, we want to be selective in certain situations, but, you know, the teams that play us probably will take away, they've got to kind of pick their poison, so they're going to take away their threes, and then they want to stop us from penetrating also. So hopefully we stay balanced and have some good scoring inside and pressure scoring also, though, as we move forward.
Travel to Trousdale County this Friday night. How does that matchup look like for the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes?
Well, they had a point guard last year that had transferred from Mount Juliet that made him good, but she's graduated, so we've not seen them. Looking at their record, they've got a losing record right now. So, kind of the first time you play teams, unless you know we've not got game film on them. If Blackman or Tullahoma and Macon County, we had game film and the other teams that might be a little better than them. So they're probably might be a young
Clark
team.
Range hosting Cumberland County on Monday night. That's always quite a battle. Also coming up this week across the Upper Cumberland, Jackson County and Pickett County on Tuesday night. We already mentioned briefly the Clay County Red Boiling Springs game. That one is always a battle. That's also on Tuesday night. We'll have, of course, all the scores and stories about what's happening with your favorite Upper Cumberland team at ucsportsnation.com, driven by East Tennessee Dodge. Hope you'll get all the details on your favorite team.